Warren News. I'm John Scott. President Trump will be speaking at Fort Bragg, North Carolina later to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army. During all the protesting violence in Los Angeles, President Trump says he's spoken to California Governor Gavin Newsom.
Called him up to tell him got to do a better job. He's doing a bad job, causing a lot of death and a lot of potential death. If we didn't send out the National Guard, and last night we gave him a little additional help, you would have Los Angeles would be burning right now.
At a news conference, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the California governor deserves to be held accountable for the unrest.
I'm not going to give you legal analysis on whether Gavin Newsom should be arrested, but he ought to be tarred and feathered, I'll say that. I mean, look, he's standing in the way of the administration and the carrying out of federal law.
President Trump left open the possibility of invoking the Insurrection Act, which authorizes the president to deploy military forces inside the U.S. to suppress rebellion or domestic violence or to enforce the law in certain situations. Another night of heavy Russian drone and missile attacks caused damage and injury in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv.
Plumes of smoke were visible over the city as air defense forces worked to shoot down drones and missiles on Tuesday morning. Ukrainian residents took shelter and slept deep underground during the hours-long attack. Ukrainian and Western officials had been anticipating a Russian response to Ukraine's audacious June 1 drone attack on distant Russian air bases.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma. Stocks drifting just below their all-time high as the wait continues to hear what will come of trade talks underway between the U.S. and China. The Dow is ahead 63 points, the Nasdaq adding 104. This is SRN News. Some PCUSA pastors are concerned.
The leadership of the Presbyterian Church USA has passed a new measure that will require seminary students to toe the line on the denomination's approval of same-sex marriage and homosexual ordination. Up to now, conservative clergymen have had some leeway to act in accordance with their personal beliefs, especially when it comes to actually officiating a gay wedding. Those conservatives are now worried the new rule is the beginning of a purge in the PCUSA. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Southern Baptist Convention is holding its annual meeting in Dallas this week at a time when America's largest Protestant denomination sees its political influence growing. A Southern Baptist, Mike Johnson, is Speaker of the House of Representatives and third in line to the presidency. Pro-life legislation is spreading across the country, and many states are beginning to reject the most extreme aspects of the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. New York lawmakers approve a euthanasia bill.
Terminally ill New Yorkers would have the legal ability to end their own lives with pharmaceutical drugs under a bill passed Monday in the state legislature. The proposal now moves to the governor's office. A spokesperson for Governor Kathy Hochul said she would review the legislation. It would allow a person with an incurable illness to be prescribed life-ending drugs if they request the medication and get approval from two physicians. Opponents argue the state should instead improve end-of-life medical care or have objected on religious grounds. Julie Walker, New York.
The Mexican national soccer team will change hotels in Los Angeles ahead of their Gold Cup match on Saturday. That's because of safety concerns amid the protest against immigration raids in the city. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.